Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did
you know? It's an Atlanta holiday going on its 8th year, and this time the annual production of Black Nativity is getting its audience in on the act. We have a member of the cast with us this morning, actor, singer Jennifer Miles. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, it's so good to be with you here. Black Nativity is Langston Hughes' reimagining of the story of Christ's birth with an all-African-American cast. How much reimagining is going on in this story?
Tons.
Well, let's start at the beginning.
We open up in the church scene, which is, I think, a myriad of different denominations. That's what I love about this piece. I think everybody that actually attends church, no matter the denomination, they can identify with either a character or something that's done during that church scene is moving. There are some very funny parts, things that we see that happens in church as churchgoers. I also like the fact that it brings together not just church, but just African traditions as a whole. In the church scene, you'll see bits and pieces of different ceremonial things that we did as Africans. So it's really tons of reimagining.
Lots of spiritual traditions When Langston Hughes wrote this, I think it was 1960, just the cusp of the civil rights movement. And it really was very bold to include these African traditions and absolutely logical in terms of being at the essence of the story. Do you agree?
I agree, totally.
And the poetry comes in so beautifully. But we have a very 21st century production. Jennifer, you're playing the part of Dorothea Fuller?
Yes.
And she's part of the church congregation. Would you tell us about the role of Dorothea and also the importance that the congregation, the community, plays in this show?
Dorothea is a longtime church member. She's very proud of her church. The scenes open with her, actually her sister, visiting. So she's happy to show off her church and who she is in that church. She's a matriarch of the church, which you'll see a lot of those pillars featured in the church and the importance of those pillars, the foundation, and how it's important to, even as we move on into the 21st century, it's important to keep those traditions and include them and to recognize them and their contributions to what they made to the church. So that's who she is. Very proud, very respected, Dorothea Fuller. Yeah.
I'm talking with Jennifer Miles. She's part of the cast of a new production of Black Nativity, which opens at the Southwest Arts Center this Wednesday. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping.
What child is this?
What child?
listening to music from Black Nativity, a show opening at the Southwest Fulton Arts Center on Wednesday. We have with us Jennifer Miles, a cast member, as a guest. Jennifer, this year, I understand you are giving local churches the opportunity to feature their own praise and worship teams and chorales on stage as part of the performance. Would you tell us how My Church Night works?
The Church Night works. We offer you a night where we feature your church, of course. You get discounted tickets, so any member that wants to come, they'll get a discount code and discounted tickets at that price. In addition to that, your choir members or your chorale or praise team, they're part of the opening act. So it's about a 5 or 6 song opening act, and they will be featured as choir members. So they're part of the church scene.
Okay, this gives new meaning to that expression, everybody wants to get in on the act.
Exactly.
And how do you pull that off? I mean, granted, these are probably very cultivated singers in the choirs, but they're not professionals, and you're in a professional production. How does that work?
Rehearsal. Practice.
Okay, so you are spending a lot of time in rehearsal.
Yeah, we just had a rehearsal yesterday with the choirs and the praise teams that will be participating. So they have to come to rehearsal and learn the music and the choreography.
Okay. And pay attention.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, because there is, of course, dialogue in between the songs, so they have to pay attention for cues and things of that nature. But they're so excited and eager. They give it their best. So.
Oh, I'll bet. Do you know who decided or how this was decided upon?
I believe it was Robert's idea just to give, because this is community theater. We want
this
the
community. Rob Connor.
Yes, the founder and artistic director of Dominion Entertainment. This is his adaptation of Black Nativity. So it was his idea, his dream to involve the community in the actual production. So it's been wonderful.
I think it's a very innovative idea and certainly inclusive. Let's listen to a track. We have heard What Child Is This? And a little bit of Mary, Did You Know? We have Oh Holy Night, Poor Little Jesus, and Jesus, Oh What a Wonderful Child. We want to close with that. So what would you like to hear?
Oh Holy Night. Oh Holy Night, of course. Yeah, it's a good one.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Ooh, yeah. Long lay the world in sin and error repining.
Very gospel-imbued version of O Holy Night that is part of the production of Black Nativity. Langston Hughes's reimagining of the story of Christ's birth with an all-African-American cast. We have Jennifer Miles of this year's production of Black Nativity with us. In addition to putting other voices on stage, you told us about all of these local churches and church choirs and praise teams that are welcome to join your cast. I understand that you're also going to be putting your voices into homes and cars Would you talk about the soundtrack you're releasing?
Yeah, so exciting. We worked on the soundtrack this summer. It's going to be released on November 30th. That's Wednesday. So if you buy tickets to either the Wednesday or Thursday show, the soundtrack is included in the ticket price, so you'll get it. So we tried to put all the songs on there. Of course, we couldn't, so we chose a few of the songs from the show to put on the soundtrack, and it's absolutely amazing. You'll be able to buy it as well after it releases on the 30th. It'll be on all the digital outlets. It'll be on iTunes and CD Baby and Apple Music, all those places. Yeah.
What was it like recording all this Christmas music in the summer?
It felt like Black Nativity never stopped. Really, when we got the practice schedule, the rehearsal schedule for this season's run, we all looked at each other like, we just feel like we were at the theater yesterday because we did the soundtrack throughout the summer. But it was a great experience. It's always an awesome experience dealing with the director, Robert John Connor, because he's very hands-on, of course, because this is his vision, his baby. But the wisdom, the love, the support, the encouragement that he pours into every actor, singer, dancer is phenomenal. So you just, it doesn't feel like work.
Oh, that's quite a testimonial there. Well, Jennifer Miles, it's been a delight. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Black Nativity opens at the Southwest Fulton Arts Center this Wednesday. It runs through December 18th. We're going to go out listening to a number that Jennifer will sing in the production. This is Jesus, What a Wonderful Child.